one of the most memorable parts of President Obama's second inauguration yesterday, Twitter and other social media caught fire earlier when multiple reports came out, though, that Beyonce lip-synced the national anthem. Well, now the U.S. Marine Corps is backing off statements to that effect. The Marine Corps says a live performance by the Marine Band wouldn't work because there was no opportunity for Beyonce to rehearse with the musicians. A Marine Corps spokesman says no one in the band is in a position to know whether Beyonce's vocal performance was live or recorded.
A source very familiar with the situation tells CBS News Beyonce performed the national anthem live, but she pre-recorded a track of the song to sing over. The source says it's a standard performing practice. The band, though, was recorded. Earlier, a spokeswoman for the Marine Band told news outlets the band was notified at the last minute that Beyonce would use a pre-recorded voice track. Dimitri talks about lip-syncing during big events with Chris Richards, pop music critic at The Washington Post.
And this is something that's not very new. Whitney Houston, who's recognized as kind of the gold standard of national anthem singers for her 1991 Super Bowl performance, that was lip-synced. You know, and I think a lot of people are surprised to know that still, but it's a fact. And if you look back to President Obama's first inauguration, cellist Yo-Yo Ma and violinist Itzhak Perlman, they were playing along with a pre-recorded track as well because it was too cold for their instruments to stay in tune up there on the steps of the U.S. Capitol.
I wonder if people are a little more understanding, say, during a Super Bowl halftime show where the logistics of it, the chance of messing up, it's too risky and they want to make sure it goes right.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, American pop music fans have a really complex relationship with lip-syncing. We expect really dazzling live performances full of physicality, but also we've been watching these reality singing shows for so many years. We expect great singing as well. And, you know, there's only a few people in a generation who can really do both. When we're paying for it, I think is when it becomes an issue. If you go to a concert and you pay money, I think maybe you have a little more at stake there and you want to see some kind of real vocal performance. But I think a lot of people have to make up in their minds, you know, what they want to see up there, authentic singing or authentic stage performance, you know, stagecraft. They're both a part of the show.
What other examples do we have in and out of the inauguration? You mentioned Yo-Yo Ma, Aretha Franklin 4 years ago. I think she was really singing.
I do believe so. And also, just to kind of get some more perspective on this year's, I did call Kelly Clarkson's label today and spoke with a representative there who said that she, in fact, did sing live. So we do know that Kelly Clarkson performed live. It did sound like James Taylor did because he sounded a little pitchy here and there. So I'm guessing that was not a pre-recorded track. But I think with Beyonce, the magnitude of the moment, I don't think she wanted to risk it. I'm guessing anyway. We'll have to just project here on what the motivations were. But like you said earlier, there's a lot of pressure to deliver. And, you know, it was her voice. I think that was the best version, you know. Another little interesting part of it is the idea that she ripped out the earpiece that she was using midway through the performance as well. I think people kind of saw that as this great, defiant, triumphant gesture. Now today, 24 hours later, with all this criticism swirling around the performance, people are interpreting that gesture a little differently. So it's a very interesting thing, and I think a lot of people, you know, it has to really be made up individually depending on the fan of what they expect from their artists and what we define as authentic in our own minds.
So the earpiece might have been some theater.
People are conjecturing that. Until Beyonce goes on the record, we aren't going to know. I know I'm one of probably hundreds of media outlets that reached out to her representative head and her back. So
artists, I guess, are free to present themselves any way they choose, and that's that.
I think that's probably true. There's just so many ways of performance, so many modes of performance, and we're going to expect different things from different singers. I think if Bruce Springsteen were to have been caught doing this, outrage would be a lot higher. If Lady Gaga had been caught doing it, no one would seem to care at all. We have different standards that we apply to different artists, and I think it's just a complex world.
Chris Richards, pop music critic at The Washington Post.
Will Beyonce give the big interview before or after the Super Bowl?
Right. That's what we're waiting for. So many questions to be answered.